In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those who have most need of thy mercy. Amen. Question 115. Why is sanctifying grace necessary for salvation? Sanctifying grace is necessary for salvation because it is the supernatural life, which alone enables us to attain the supernatural happiness of heaven. So only by sanctifying grace can we be saved. The word saved, by the way, that's from the Latin, salvare, means to preserve. So it is, if you will, as though our soul was preserved through death to everlasting life. Question 116. Is actual grace necessary for all who have attained the use of actual reason? Actual grace is necessary for all who have attained the use of reason, because without it we cannot long resist the power of temptation or perform other actions which merit a reward in heaven. So, this is a crucial point here, how necessary actual grace is, but it's not as though we want to just wait for actual grace to come along. We need instead to pursue it actively, to make a devout sign of the cross, to read good spiritual books, to listen to good music, to watch good movies, to engage in good conversation. All these things, we have to pursue them actively, and when it comes to lack of prayer or bad books or bad music, we have to really strive to avoid them. Question 117. What are the principal ways of obtaining grace? The principal ways of obtaining grace are prayer and the sacraments, especially the Holy Eucharist. One of our great modern popes, Pope St. Pius X, said that the quickest way to go to heaven is through frequent Holy Communion and frequent confession. Question 118. How can we make our most ordinary actions merit a heavenly reward? We can make our most ordinary actions merit a heavenly reward by doing them for the love of God and keeping ourselves in the state of grace. So when we do an act, might be a good act. And keep in mind, there's really no such thing as a morally neutral act. Act is either good or bad. But without sanctifying grace, that good act has no merit. And there will be no reward for it. It's sort of like a criminal who does the right thing in accepting his punishment. He cooperates with the cops and with his guards at the prison doing good time, but he should not expect a reward for doing his punishment. Now, maybe after prison, once he has paid his debt to society, then he starts to do good acts, that's a different thing. But for us, when we're simply doing a good thing that is expected of us, and there is no sanctifying grace from it, either because we are in a state of mortal sin, or we've never been baptized, there is with that act no merit and no reward. I should say, too, the intention for which we do something makes an enormous difference in life. For example, you might be tired, say, of cooking, or driving, or doing taxes, or some drudgery, some daily work that you've got to do anyway. Well, when you do things for the love of God, out of the love of God, in worship of Him, that intention will change everything. It makes an enormous difference to the act. We've come to the end of lesson 9 here in the book on page 62. And for the prayer that you should try to learn, for this prayer, it's the one I began the lesson with, the prayer of Fatima, taught to the children of Fatima by Our Lady of Fatima, O my Jesus. And this is prayed after the Glory Be to the Father in the Holy Rosary. With this prayer, now you know all the prayers of the Holy Rosary. And for a habit at this point, carry a blessed rosary with you at all times. Sometimes the rosary is called a chaplet. There's a distinction there. A rosary is all 15 decades. It's the full rosary, if you will. And a chaplet concerns the blessed beads, but you should carry a chaplet or a rosary in your pocket, in your purse, at all times. And then try to acquire the habit of praying at least 5 decades of the rosary every day.